Hello,
good
sir.
Morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
It's lovely to speak with you again.
Hey, hi. Guten Morgen, Herr Slug.
How you doing?
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Aaron.
Thank you. I feel the same.
Who is he, anyway?
I feel so warm and squishy inside right now.
Gross.
Well, why don't you take a shower?
I probably should,
I don't think that's something we really wanted to know about you, Aaron.
I feel all warm and squishy this morning.
I think I'll laxative for
that. Yeah, I guess
sake.
So. I'm sorry.
No, he already did. That's why.
Never mind. Please. So the new TV season has premiered.
Has it?
Started last night.
I missed it.
You didn't see any of the new TV shows?
I don't think I watched any TV last night. No, I watched part of Everyone Loves Raymond, but not a whole thing.
Well, how was it?
I think Joe and Stan just described it. It wasn't that great, so I turned it off.
I mean, we have.
Was there any good TV shows on?
Well, you know, on Monday night now they have Chick Night on NBC.
Yeah.
What is it? Suddenly Susan and I don't know who all those
that
shows
sucks.
Are.
That sucks.
Caroline in the City.
That sucks.
The Naked Truth.
That
sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's got Tia
Leone, unfortunately, most of them do.
You know, but that is The Naked Truth is just a suck show, but it's got Tia Leone, and she's a babe, so.
Well, you know, it was a good show when it was on ABC, and then NBC got it and changed it around, like, three times.
I thought it was a suck show from the get-go, but, you know.
I like that. Could you see that in Tom Dorsey's column? A suck show from the get-go.
It's kind of a rhyme, isn't it?
Airborne Aaron fills in for Tom Dorsey.
Right. I'll tell you, they should let us write the TV column one time because, you know, if we got to read it or write it, no one would watch TV because most of the shows stink.
They do suck. I mean, why not just say it?
I saw an advanced feed of tonight's episode of News Radio on the satellite dish.
That's funny.
It was very funny. If you get it, sit down and watch it tonight. It was very funny.
You've got News Radio. And Frasier will be on tonight, and that will be good. I've never seen a bad episode of Frasier.
No, you're right.
Is Third Rock on Tuesdays now, or is that on, like, Wednesdays?
Wednesdays.
And it's on, like, right the same time as Drew Carey's on another channel. So, like, the two shows I want to see, of course, they put them on at the same time.
I never did care for Drew Carey too much.
You know, the only thing I like about the Drew Carey show is the opening of it.
Yeah,
it's got a great opening.
The musical numbers?
Yeah, the musical numbers are great.
Those are great.
After that, it pretty much sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but I've never seen a bad Frasier. I've never seen a bad News Radio. I've never seen a bad Seinfeld. And then, of course, you better tape ER this Thursday night, Aaron.
I don't like ER.
Oh, I do. You don't like ER?
I think ER sucks.
In fact, I'm thinking of subscribing to some of the Pacific Coast stations we have access to on the dish so I can get both versions of
JoJo. It's nothing but a soap opera.
Yeah, it is, but it's a classy soap opera.
I think ER is a very fine show.
See, it's on after my bedtime, and if I ever try to stay up and watch it, it's just so upsetting. I mean, it's just so,
Yes. Aaron has trouble sleeping.
You know, you can't get to sleep after watching that. It's like...
never gives you a break.
That's right.
All right. Well, you better do the traffic so we can get out of here.
I guess people probably want to know what's going on. And there really isn't much going on, so...
The hell with it.
No, there's one problem. Second at River Road, we got a traffic light malfunctioning. So they're heading out to put the portable stop signs up. So that could be a problem spot. The intersection, again, Second at River Road. Fast quality medical care is available just around the corner at the immediate care centers of Alliant Health System with six convenient locations. There's one near you. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Here's your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Cloudy and cool today with periods of rain, the high near 70. Mainly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with leftover showers. Tonight's low temperature near 55, high tomorrow 68. Thursday damp to start. Then becoming sunny with a more pleasant afternoon and the high temperature at 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. That's the exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
60 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. If you're shacking up, stop it now and listen to me, Toodle 5, on Talk 790 WWKY.
Well... It is 610 at Talk 790 WWKY. And, we just heard the voice of Dr. Laura.
Yes, we did.
And did you know that in New Orleans, Saturday night,
she was there?
Dr. Laura won a Marconi Award for the best syndicated radio show.
Of course she did. They were afraid not to give it to her.
Well, no, not really. But think about this. Dr. Laura has only been syndicated for 3 years. And she's already won a Marconi.
She's got, 4 books out? She was on, she did a whirlwind thing last week. She was on the Today Show and someone else and someone else. And
she's everywhere.
Yada, yada, yada. It's all the publicity machine. Crank it up and you know, she's probably shacked up down in a Big Easy with somebody. You
know? Oh, no, Stan, not our Dr. Laura.
Oh, no, a friend of mine saw her on the Today Show. And someone asked her if she had shacked up when she was younger. And she hemmed and she hawed and she kind of danced around the subject. And finally she said, well, I wish I could say I didn't.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See? Uh-huh. So I've always said the reason she is so gung-ho about getting these people who are shacking up is because she's a reformed shacker herself. And as we know, the reformed ones are the worst of all when it comes to lecturing.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
In other words, she copped the Marv Albert response.
Yeah.
When asked that question, yes!
Now, that's what she said when it happened.
I bet she was one wild, wild woman early on. I bet she was out doing it all.
Yeah, she probably was. But, I'm surprised. Now, Joe, I'm surprised she hemmed and hawed. She should have been very straightforward.
That's right.
See, and I asked her that now because I just saw her eat a cookie, and I know she can't answer.
Thank you so much.
Well, she should have. She should have just right out there.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Honest about it.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of hemming and hawing, which made her look like a boob, you know, she should have said, "Yes, I did." And I can counsel these people because I speak from experience. So now that would have taken care of it.
Instead of taking the holier than thou attitude.
Well, it's over with, but I think it's nice we have Dr. Laura here. She's a Marconi winner.
Did you get to talk to her?
No.
Couldn't get through the entourage, huh? Now, I understand.
No.
Well, she's got that son who has a black belt, so he was probably in there karate chopping people who wanted to get to his mom.
What about the survey I read in the paper, Stan? Now they're talking about expanding Freedom Hall.
We have like two or three things that just never die in this community. They just keep coming back and coming back. You know, the bridge, Freedom Hall, what to do with it. I mean, for crying out loud, it's just...
Well, Stan, when you think about it, what's nice about that is, you know, they keep talking these things over until they finally get them settled. Like, we'll eventually get a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
They'll do something with Freedom Hall or build a stadium. We may be 30 years behind the rest of the country,
yeah.
But our problems will be settled just 30 years later than they should have been.
I'm telling you, by the year 3000, this is going to be done.
The city is operating on my philosophy of life, which is better late than never.
See, you know, I can't live by that philosophy. Mine is, do it now, get it over with.
Just do it.
Hey,
you know, make
sense,
up your mind, pick one,
slogan.
Just pick one and do it.
Sounds like a potential advertising slogan, Stan. Just do it.
I may be onto something here.
Yes, you might.
Quick, get a marketer.
And go to the free clinic and get a shot. And it won't be on you anymore. It's tough, but that's the truth.
Boy, you know, the official morning show, Sound of Disgust, has gotten quite a workout in the 15 minutes we've
been
on the air.
Yes, it has.
I don't know. It just won't go away there.
No,
Doc, what do you think it is?
Ew.
There, thank you so much.
That was the official medical opinion. Ew.
Oh, I'm not touching that, but you're a doctor.
That's why I'm not touching it.
That's what she said.
Well, did you hear about the guy? He didn't feel good, and his wife took him to the doctor, and he examined him and waited in the other, and he said, "You wait in the other room. I'll be back in just a minute." And he brought his wife in to his office, and he said, "Ma'am, your husband is horribly sick."
Uh-oh.
Now, he can get better, but here's what you're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, you're going to have to treat him like a king. You're going to have to fix him breakfast in bed. You're going to have to make love to him at his every whim.
Ooh.
You're going to have to cater to his every need because he needs this to regain his strength so he can overcome this illness he has. And you are just going to have to treat him like a king, make love to him whenever he wants, fix all his favorite meals, and don't make him do any housework. Just let him sit and watch TV and just be good to him. And you're going to have to do this for about 6 months.
6 months.
And
she said?
Well, she said, "Okay, doctor," and then went to get her husband, mm-hmm. and she started driving her husband home, and he goes, mm-hmm. you know, I talked to the doctor, honey, and he said he explained to you about my illness. Can you tell me what the doctor said? He said, you're going to die. I'm sorry, dear. You're going to die.
Oh, that's cold.
It is, but it's true.
But it's true.
Yeah, 6:15, little traffic and AccuWeather together coming up here on a Tuesday morning at Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu Williams, Talk 790 WWKY.
Take on the day with Dr. Laura Schlesinger from 2 till 5 weekdays on Talk 790 WWKY.
What if you got together, say, with another woman who had a kid and was alone?
Uh-huh.
And you guys had a place together.
Dr. Laura won't sugarcoat the situation. She'll flat tell it like it is.
I didn't watch it either, and I'm not homophobic. I thought it was a sucky show beforehand. I thought this was an unbearably obvious technique to get listeners.
Want answers to life's questions? Laura's got them. From 2 till 5 on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, 6:16 at Talk 790 WWKY. And, Aaron, when you were a little punk kid a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Did you like to watch monster movies and they had monster movies on?
I still watch monster movies.
Yeah, like I mean the old good ones.
Oh, I lived for WDRB Sunday afternoon Godzilla movies. Yeah. And
his favorite monster show on DRB was that clown guy.
The
Bozo the Clown
Bozo
or whatever
the
his
clown?
Name.
Yeah.
You mean Bozo the Clown was in this market?
It wasn't Bozo.
It was Presto the Magic
Presto,
Clown.
Yeah.
Presto.
I mean, that guy was scary.
he
was.
Yeah.
He was scary.
On the street, you don't want to take candy from him.
He was the prototype for Shakes the Clown.
He was. I mean,
remember,
you know,
the movie It?
Yeah.
Stephen King
Pennywise
novel,
the Clown, yeah.
Well, no, the U.S. Postal Service, in time for Halloween, is going to put out stamps depicting Dracula, the Mummy, the Wolfman, the Phantom of the Opera, and the Frankenstein Monster.
Oh, man.
I think that'll be very cool.
Those are pretty cool stamps.
Yeah, those, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, they had, they've had Elvis, they've had all sorts of people.
See, Elvis fits right in there, too.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, he does.
They had an Elvis movie on this past weekend. That's kind of a monster flick.
Well, wait, we have a comment. We have a comment from Elvis.
There we go. Yeah. He had a little gas.
Yeah, Joe Bob Briggs produces an Elvis festival.
Thank you very much.
You know, I think most Elvis's movies are scarier than Dracula.
Any Elvis movie where you have Mary Tyler Moore playing a nun has to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, was that the pit.
We've got traffic building on the Snyder Freeway southbound around Westport Road. You're down to one lane because of a bridge inspection there today. We got pavement work continuing on the Sherman-Minton Bridge, blocking your left-hand lane as you're coming there in the eastbound direction. And you also have to watch for the intersection of 2nd River Road. The traffic light there is out this morning. Encore, the hit movie channel, brings you a different movie every night in primetime. All the favorites like Scarface starring Al Pacino tonight on Encore. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's the Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Cloudy and cool today. Period of rain, the high 70.
Tease.
Showers possible tonight, the low 55. Cloudy tomorrow, a few showers, high 68. Sunny Thursday, high 74. Right now, 60 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY. Well, let's talk free pagers. How about free Motorola pagers? Free Motorola pagers in 8 different colors and free Motorola pagers in 8 different colors and 3 different styles. That's right. Free Motorola Lifestyle, Renegade, Pronto, and Ultra Express pagers only at Elite Cellular and Paging in the Mall St. Matthews and the River Falls Mall. What about the back-to-school pager set? We'll keep in touch with all your buds in school with a free Motorola pager from Elite Cellular and Paging with a one-year service agreement. Also, come see the new Motorola Extra Express pagers in 8 exciting colors. How about this? Monet Mystique, Purple Pizzazz, Mystic Jade, and Sexy Stanley. Come to the Elite Cellular and Paging outlet where the out-the-door pagers prices start at $39.95. Come now at either the Mall St. Matthews or River Falls Mall in Indiana. This goes through September only. Hurry. Call Elite Cellular and Paging, Mall St. Matthews, 893-2033, or the River Falls Mall. It is 284-2355.
Last year, he took Wall Street by storm with his best-selling book, The Wall Street Money Machine. This year, Wade Cook did it again with his latest bestseller, Stock Market Miracles, the book that refines the most powerful money-making strategies of the market. Now Wade Cook's newest book, Bear Market Baloney, is also available in bookstores everywhere. And here's a special announcement. An associate of best-selling author investor Wade Cook will be in Louisville teaching Wade Cook's three-hour financial clinic Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. Call now, 1-800-872-7411 to reserve your seat. The cost is just $22 if you pre-register. Learn how to double your money every 2.5 to 4 months. Discover rolling stocks, proxy investing, dividend capturing, writing covered calls, and more. In addition, learn to create a great stock portfolio. It's all covered, and you can be there to hear it for yourself. That's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at the Hyatt Regency Louisville. Don't miss it. Space is limited, so call now, 1-800-872-7411. That's 1-800-872-7411. For Wade Cook's three-hour financial clinic.
Hi, this is Tony Kanza, founder of Blimpie Subs and Salads. Remember when you were a kid? I sure do.
Now, class, let's go around the room and say what we want to be when we grow up.
I want to be a fireman.
I want to be an astronaut.
And what do you want to be, Tony?
Here's my business plan. I want an international chain of subs and salads restaurants called Blimpie. We'll have combo meals. That's a 6-inch sub made with quality meats and real dairy cheeses, all on freshly baked bread, plus chips and a big 32-ounce Coca-Cola. And anyone who buys a combo meal will help my restaurant support the Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
Really?
Either that, or I'll be a lounge singer.
Well, the funny thing is, it all came true. Blimpie, the combo meal, supporting the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, it all happened. But I never gave up my other dream. Hit it, boys.
Pow, Blimpie, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, baby. Blimpie.
We never get involved.
What?
I mean,
sure we do. We do so.
I think we should donate our time to a worthwhile cause.
We are. Put some pickles in the cart.
I've been thinking. I feel like we should be doing more.
We are. Grab the marshmallows.
Honey,
what?
Don't you care?
I care plenty. Grab the hot dog buns.
I mean, here we are getting ready for a picnic.
Right.
What about the others?
What do you mean?
I want to help others.
You want to help others? Grab the relish.
Now when you buy groceries with your Visa card at participating supermarkets, Visa will make a donation to the Children's Miracle Network, a charity that provides medical services to children. Using your Visa card at the supermarket has always made life easier. Now it actually makes it better.
Oh, you didn't tell me Visa is making donations.
Yeah, sure. So you won't have a problem with me buying these cheese puffs?
Well, maybe you should put those back.
Oh.
Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Visa has guaranteed a $200,000 minimum donation to the Children's Miracle Network related to Visa card sales transactions from February 15th through December 31st, 1997. Void where prohibited or restricted.
Tuned in for the first time? Like what you hear? Wow, you've got great taste. Talk 790 WWKY.
623 at Talk 790 WWKY and 60 degrees on the outside. Joe Bastardi says cloudy and cool, lots of rain today. The high 70. As we check the almanac here on a Tuesday morning, and of course with the almanac, we have a baker's dozen of Julie's bagels to give away. Plus, Joe, don't we have some sort of a soap thing?
Soap thing?
Yeah.
We have one bar this morning of Rainbow Blossom Aromatherapy Soap.
Yeah, get all lathered up with that, huh? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. Instead of trying to decide which color...
Should we just use tomorrow's today?
No. What we're going to do is we will let whoever wins the bagels ask us for the soap.
Okay.
You know, like...
So if you want the soap, you got to ask.
Yeah, you just got to say, soap me, stew baby.
Yeah.
Soap me, stew baby. So
now that's going to scare them off.
No, it won't.
All right.
You'd be surprised the things people will say to get free stuff.
No. They may be afraid you'll take them up on it.
Well, and I just might. You never know. Anyway, we ask these questions, and you can win the soap or the Dooley's bagels, and we call that. You think you're so smart. 571-9959, free call for Cellular One Star 790. And if you correctly answer an almanac question, we'll give you the Dooley's bagels. But you have to ask for the bar of soap. And what kind of soap is that, Joe?
It's Rainbow Blossom Aroma Soap. So you can aromatherapy yourself.
Aroma soap.
What a bouquet.
Yes.
What a fragrant bouquet.
What a lovely bar you have, my dear.
Or are you happy to see me? Jason Alexander, 38 years old. I mean... What do you say about Jason Alexander?
One of the funniest guys on the tube.
Pretty Women, Seinfeld.
You don't have an almanac question about him, do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say anything then.
No, don't say anything. But he is the voice of a cartoon character on
That's
cable.
What I was gonna
yes,
say.
On the cable on a cable network, and a quite popular one at that. I want to know what the cable TV cartoon character Jason Alexander is the voice of.
Well, actually, it's not popular anymore. It's been canceled.
That's a shame, too.
Yeah, it is. It was funny.
But it's in reruns.
Yeah.
Yeah. 571-9959, cellular 1, free call, star 790. If you know the cartoon character, Jason Alexander is the voice of Ray Charles, 67 years old, another legendary musician. Man, Julio Iglesias, 54 years old, Chai McBride, who was on the John LaRoquette show. It was pretty cool. Elizabeth Peña, 36 years old. She's pretty cool, too. Paul Peterson, 52. He played...
Doty.
No. He was the son on the original Donna Reed show.
Yeah. He was Shelley Fabre's brother.
That's right. Not a bad gig. Even now.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney is 77 years old. He was married 8 times. And Larry King has vowed to catch up. Because Larry King's, I think, on number 7.
Yeah, but Larry's going for the double-double. You know, marriages and...
Angioplasties. Yeah. Double-double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never looked at it that way. Neil Smith, 47 years old. He's a drummer for Alice Cooper and the Plasmatics. Bruce Springsteen, 48 years old.
Is that all?
Yeah, he's only 48.
I thought he was in his 60s at least by now.
No, he just looks it.
Hey, whatever happened to Bruce?
He disappeared.
He's still around.
Cliff Arquette, 74. You might not know who Cliff Arquette is, but you'll know his alter ego, the person, the character that he created. And you never saw him as Cliff Arquette. You only saw him as this character. And I'll give you a hint, because this is our almanac question, because I want to know what character Cliff Arquette was. This is who he appeared as on TV all the time. He was a big gun before he died on Hollywood Squares. Bob Fosse, the choreographer, 60 years old. Sigmund Freud, the sex guy. Well,
sex guy.
83. he was 83 when he died. And Robbie McIntosh, the drummer for the Average White Band, died on this date. He was only 24 years old. Let's review the questions. Jason Alexander, what cable network cartoon character is he the voice of? And Cliff Arquette, what is his character's name that he played? I mean, he played it on the Jack Parr show a gazillion years ago. I never saw that. I just heard about that.
Yeah, right.
No, that's true. I never saw Jack Parr. I don't remember Jack Parr. I remember Johnny Carson. And Cliff Arquette, we want to know what character he played. And you can see him a lot on the Hollywood Square. So anyway, it is 6:28. We got TNA Together coming up. And then the news with Stan on Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu Williams.
Talk 790 WWKY.
G. Gordon Liddy.
From John from Ohio, it's a fax. I am trying to find out about the Texas Rangers. Please overlook all errors. I'm a product of the inner city public school system and count myself lucky that I can write my own name. Very good. It has been said that a company of Texas Rangers consists of one guy. That's an exaggeration, of course.
G. Gordon Liddy. Middays 10 till 2. Only on Talk 790. WWKY.
All right, 6:29. Traffic and AccuWeather together. Airborne Aaron Miller, go.
Thanks a lot, Stu. We do have a traffic building on 64 as you're rolling eastbound past 265 in towards the Sherman Minton Bridge. We've got repaving work continuing today on Old Bardstown between Hikes Lane and Fairland Avenue in Butchel. Doing work today also on Valley Station Road. That is blocked between Dixie Highway and Deering Road because of railroad work. And that's not going to reopen until Friday, so Stone Street is going to be your alternate route through there in the meantime. Make sure you buckle up. Be careful as you head out there. And Davis Center Jewelers with Fuel Jewelers have the extensive selection and variety of diamonds that make Davis Center Louisville's diamond specialist. Davis Center, your 40 Showcase Jeweler. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Here's your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Rain-free much of the morning, cloudy and cool this midday and afternoon with periods of rain, though, and the high temperature today near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with leftover showers. Low tonight 55, high tomorrow 68. Thursday, damp to start, then becoming sunny with a more pleasant afternoon and our Thursday high temperature at 74. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and that's the exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
60 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
Do you need to sell your home fast? Are you being transferred out of town? Or have you fallen behind on your payments?
LDG Development can help. Last year alone, LDG Development purchased over 100 homes. So for whatever reason, you need to sell your home quickly, LDG can help. They'll pay all cash for your home. That's real cash, not any creative financing or lease plan. Call them today, 638-0534. That's 638-0534. LDG Development will protect realtors. Remember, cash paid by LDG Development.
When you're ready to buy a home, you just pick it out and go close on it, right? Wrong. The paperwork involved can be overwhelming. That's why you should call the law offices of Robert Salyers. They concentrate in real estate closings, title work, and real estate law, and will provide prompt, courteous service. You should be excited about getting your new home, not buried under mounds of paperwork. Leave all the details to the law offices of Robert Salyers, 6200 Dutchman's Lane. Call 452-9222. That's 452-9222.
Good morning. It's 60 at 6:30. I'm Stan Cook with news on Talk 790 WWKY. The Kentucky Republican Party is asking the FBI to take part in the investigation into Governor Patton's 1995 campaign. State GOP Chairman Tom Jensen is asking the federal officials to look into allegations that Democrats illegally obtained a welfare rose to contact voters. Prosecutors are calling their first witnesses in the trial of NBC sportscaster Marv Albert today. Albert is charged with two counts of sexual assault involving an acquaintance. More news in less than 30 minutes. Sports is next on Talk 790 WWKY.
You know, even a fresh coat of paint won't hide the fact that an old window is an old window. Time and weather take their toll on the appearance of your home. Well, Middletown Windows can fix that once and for all with high-performance vinyl windows that are unaffected by time and weather. And the best news, they never need painting or puttying. Plus, you'll save a lot of money on your energy bills. What kind of window would you like? Middletown Windows has lots of styles to choose from. Middletown Windows also does patio enclosures. Wouldn't you love to turn that patio into an extra room? Talk about adding value to your house. And you'll have the added benefit of another room to entertain in. Call the experts at Middletown Windows today.
Call Middletown Windows at 267-8295. That's 267-8295.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. It was Jacksonville knocking off Pittsburgh 30-21 in NFL Monday night action. In baseball action in the National League, Houston over the Reds, 6-3, also winning San Francisco, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and the Mets. And over in the American League, the Yankees win over Toronto, 8-1, also winning. Detroit, Minnesota, Seattle tops Oakland, 4-2. In that game, Ken Griffey Jr. popped a couple of homers. He's up to 55 now with five games remaining in the season. I'm Stan Cook with Sports on Talk 790 WWKY.
Whatever we do in life, be it playing sports, working hard labor, working in the yard, and so much more, there's always a chance for injuries. Physiotherapy Associates is here to provide quality, cost-efficient services in a consumer-friendly manner to achieve positive rehabilitative outcomes. Physiotherapy Associates has three outpatient facilities in the Louisville area. Some of the services include manual therapy for the spine and extremities, rehabilitation programs for your upper extremity and hand and foot, occupational health physical therapy, pediatric orthopedics, and so much more. You're scheduled within 24 hours of referral with extended hours available. The time has come to put you back on the road to recovery and to learn the proper routine of exercises, drills, and information to help prevent future injuries. Physiotherapy Associates with three locations. Call 897-0100. That's 897-0100. A division of Stryker Medical Associates.
This is Dave Ramsey. You're listening to Stu now, but stay tuned for the Money Game this afternoon at 5 on Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 635 on Talk 790 WWKY, and it is 60 on the outside. Joe Bastardi says cloudy and cool today. Chance of rain. Or periods of rain, I should say. Well, let's see here. We have some almanac questions we have to take care of.
You got a couple of stumpers, pal. You might as well get ready for that.
Jason Alexander is 38 today. What cable network cartoon character?
I'm giving you hints.
What cable network cartoon character is he the voice of? And let's see, the other question is Charlie Weaver.
Charlie Weaver.
Now, I gave the character name. Now, who was the guy that played Charlie Weaver?
That was a neat little save there, bud.
No save. I just decided to help somebody out.
Yeah. Well, then don't glare at me when I do this for Jason Alexander.
But see, it is not your position or responsibility to give hints.
But I push the button.
That is my purview. Hinting is my purview.
Oh well.
Yes, and take a hint here. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, you know what I have to say to that.
A digital
All right, kids. Okay, okay.
Yeah, rhymes with duck. All right, now. And anyway, I'm trying to do everything I can here to give this other question. Jason Alexander is the voice of a cable network. Now, see, there's a difference between network and cable network. That's why I said cable network. I mean, here in the USA, networks are different. So anyway...
Yeah, that's correct.
That is correct. So, yes. Jason Alexander, if you can tell me what cable network cartoon character he plays in the USA, I will give you a Baker's Dozen Dooley's Bagels. But if you want the soap, you have to ask for it. Ray, how you doing, dude?
Morning.
Hey, Ray, do you know the answer to my question?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
you did something, what do y'all call it, a make good?
I'm just trying to make it easy for people to win this
stuff.
You got
busted.
Make good.
I'm just trying to make
that. Well, that's very nice. The Cliff Arquette was Charlie Weaver.
There you go. I knew it. Now
you're the man.
You won the bagels. Is there anything else you'd like this morning?
Do I have to answer any more questions?
No.
No, I don't want anything else.
All right, that's fine. I was going to try to give you the soap, but that's all right. I can't believe no one knows this Jason Alexander question. I mean, we about said... just unbelievable. I mean, how much more blatant do we have to be? See, the thing is, you know...
Here in the USA.
Yeah, I really try to give this stuff away because this soap is smelling up my office. You know, and I've got bagels all over. You know, I got mounds of bagels I have to get rid of. So, anyway... 571-9959, free call, cellular
sounds.
1.
Sounds? What mounds?
Star 790. What is wrong with her?
I don't know, but something happened over the weekend. She hasn't been the same since.
I think she's having that unfresh feeling.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but I'm a little worried about Joe Giacovino. No,
I'm a lot worried.
Yeah, really, I am. I am. So anyway, Joe's answering the phones. I mean, like I said, how much more blatant do we have to be when we try to get bagels away here? I mean, really, Stan? I mean, you know, we're giving it up pretty easy.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have difficulty recognizing, somebody's voice doing a cartoon character.
I guess. Hey, Eric?
Yes?
How you doing, man?
Just fantastic. And yourself?
Let me check. Not bad, not bad. So now, Eric, did you know what the answer was, or was it all the hints?
Oh, I've been watching it for years.
And Jason Alexander, what cartoon character is he the voice of?
Duckman.
There you go.
Duckman.
And his first name is Eric Duckman, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know.
Well, now that guy knows his trivia. Now, Eric, you won some bagels, and guess what?
What?
I'm going to give you a bar of soap.
Well, I needed that, too.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe that's more about you than I needed to know, but you've got some soap, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. It is 6:39 on Talk 790 WWKY. Time now for the news Stan refused to use. And this we will not make easy. This we will not make easy. A Florida chapter of the Ku Klux Klan is threatening to sue after being denied permission to participate in the state's Adopt a Highway cleanup program. Says Grand Wizard Jeff Coleman, really, we're just like the Lions or the Elks. Well, maybe except for the lynchings. A judge in London, England has thrown out extortion charges against Martin Kamara after it was revealed he had been the only black in the police lineup. In an effort to make the identification process fair, the 8 white men in the lineup were made up in blackface.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
No. Police in Los Angeles had better luck with a robbery suspect who just couldn't control his self during a lineup. When detectives asked each man to repeat the words, "Give me all your money or I'll shoot," the man shouted, "That's not what I said!" A delicatessen in plant in Germany is offering a reward of 110 pounds of salami for information leading to the arrest of whoever has been robbing the premises. The deli owner, whose shop has been robbed 9 times in the past 3 months, explained that he has no, he doesn't have money or anything else left. All I have is the salami.
110 pounds of salami.
That's right.
Salami, salami, baloney.
There you go. A woman won the job of gravedigger in Prato, Italy, when all 10 male candidates for the post fainted after exhuming a body. Efforts to find suitable individuals had been compounded by an error in the official job advertisement, which called for necrophiliacs.
Well, I thought we were actually going to have some fun on this job.
This is a gut grabber. A woman in Bridgeport, Connecticut, is suing the Nabisco company for emotional distress after he chewed on a bloody Band-Aid mixed in with her cheese nips.
Ew.
Let's see. In Harrisburg, Illinois, a jury has awarded $900,000 to 4 female cashiers after they were strip searched by managers looking for a missing $50 bill.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, are they a little strict, maybe?
You got the 50 on you someplace. I know you do. Drop them.
Let's see here. What else do we have? Yes, here it is. Motorists who kill cats must make an effort to locate the animal's owner or report the death to police under a bill signed into law this week. Failing to report a fatal animal accident could mean a $100 fine. But there is a special exemption for people who run over cast members of the Broadway show Cats. They can just keep on driving.
And you know, you can, like, back up and get them second time if you want.
That's right. That's right. So, anyway, in a six...
Quack, 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 quack.
No, that's the Broadway show Ducks.
Duckman goes Broadway.
There you go. Anyway, it is 6:43 on Talk 790. WWKY, and now it is time for the infamous...
Oh, no, not that.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Time for the horoscope.
Not today.
It is time for the Joe Giacovino horoscope.
Quack, quack,
get
quack,
that
quack,
beast out of here. If your birthday is today...
Yeah?
You're the type of person who loves the Wonder Bra. Why not celebrate by wearing 12 Wonder Bras at once? So you can be extra supported. This applies to guys as well.
Yeah, you wore 12 Wonder Bras, you'd be packed up so tight that, you know, it'd be like plunking a taut rubber band.
Yes, it would.
Boing.
Scorpio, invent a new cologne today called Jump Me. Market it to college students.
You might have that if you wear 12 Wonder Bras.
Market it to college students.
Jump Me, yeah, all right.
Stan, listen up. Capricorn.
Capricorn,
an excellent day to carry a hacksaw around with you. If anyone asks you what it's for, roll your eyes and drool. And finally, Aquarius, a great day to take a swim. Ideally, you'll want to find a swimming pool first, since you'll look pretty silly flailing about in a parking lot. Oh, take this advice to heart and go take on the day.
Quack, well, quack, 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 anyway, quack. Anyway, that is the horoscope for this morning.
Pretty horrid.
Joe, when you do that again on Thursday, I'd like to see how Taurus is doing.
Okay. Well, yeah. Every time you ask for Taurus, they're pretty sad ones. The one for the last time wasn't funny.
What is it today? I just have to know.
It's the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty horrid?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, it is 6:45. We have a little traffic and AccuWeather together coming up. And then
I won't even read it.
Bench Talk is coming up. And boy, UK and Florida, what a game.
Oh, baby.
And you know what?
Yeah.
There are some people that say while UK probably won't win, it's going to be a real tough game, and I'm going to be watching that bad boy.
All the tickets have been sold.
Yes. They've got sellouts at Commonwealth Stadium. Can you believe that, Stan?
No.
U of L. I heard last night that Alabama, there's just a few tickets left. And, of course, the game this Saturday is sold out. I mean, it looks like Hal Mumme's the real deal.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it, man.
Is Tim Couch.
Oh, well. You know, Tim Couch. I wonder who's going to draft him.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. You know, anyway. 6:45, a little TNA together. Talk 790, WWKY.
Stu Williams. Talk 790, WWKY. The Money Game.
Is it legal for them to vindictively continue to report an old, resolved issue forever? Like this is a big surprise from a company like American Express. They're not vindictively continuing to report it, Dave, although I agree with you about American Express. It stays on your bureau report by law for 7 years, as long as it's accurately reported.
The Money Game with Dave Ramsey. Late afternoons, early evenings, 5 till 8, only on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, 645 at Talk 790 WWKY. Little traffic and AccuWeather together. You know, Airborne?
Yes, sir.
Marv Albert pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and battery and forcible sodomy yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, the deal was, you know, that apparently they with DNA tests, they found his saliva in bite marks and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not going to deny that things like that happened, but he's going to say it's consensual. But it was great yesterday. The judge came up and said, and from the bench said, Mr. Albert, how do you plead to these charges?
Bite me.
So anyway, it was kind of...
Stan Cook was there, too.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, but anyway.
Stan was his unofficial legal advisor.
Oh, man.
That's right. That's right. See, the one thing they haven't been able to prove yet, that Marv Albert has a terrible overbite.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I guess you better check out the...
traffic.
You do the traffic, though.
That's what I do. Well,
then you should do that.
On Second at River Road, we got the traffic light malfunctioning, so they got portable stop signs up there. 64 East slowing down from the Greenville ramps in towards the Sherman Bridge. 64 West loading up from the Watterson into Cannon's Lane. So buckle up, be careful as you hit the roadways this morning. Encore, the hit movie channel, brings you a different movie every night in prime time. All the favorites like Scarface starring Al Pacino tonight on Encore. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's the Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Cloudy and cold today. Periods of rain, the high 70. Showers possible tonight, the low 55. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, the high 68. Sunny Thursday, the high 74. Right now, 60 in Louisville. At Talk 790 WWKY.
Investment opportunities have been booming. Maybe you've benefited, maybe not. If you'd like your investment returns to follow the market, yet want to protect your principal, listen up. I know of at least five strategies that will allow you to invest comfortably in the equity markets while dramatically reducing the risk to your savings. Get in gear. Call me, Jim Yockey, or Mike Horlander, hosts of Money Moves on Talk 790 WWKY on Wednesdays 8 to 9. You can reach us at 589-7979 for these important strategies. Investing today doesn't have to be complex, and your timing doesn't always have to be right for you to enjoy reasonable rates of return. These five investment strategies will make your decisions even easier. Call us at 589-7979. That's Jim Yockey or Mike Horlander, hosts of Money Moves on Talk 790 WWKY.
It's Money Moves with Mike Horlander and Jim Yockey, Wednesday nights at 8 on Talk 790 WWKY.
Hi, this is Stu Williams. You know, when I was growing up, one of the greatest memories I have is of being a Cub Scout. And I want you, Mom and Dad, to encourage your kids to start gathering those memories. It's recruiting time, and I would like for every boy to become a Cub Scout. It's easy to do. Call the Lincoln Heritage Council Boy Scouts of America at 361-2624. That's 361-2624.
People look for the perfect rainbow, the perfect wave. Why not the perfect copier?
I needed a copier I could rely on. I found it in a digital copier.
It scans the image, retains it, then makes copies.
It's a Xerox document center. The image quality is terrific. I can add a fax to it, and in time, even plug it into my network.
Looking for the perfect copier? The Xerox document center is digital, networkable, small, and modular.
It's perfect.
The document company, Xerox. To learn more, call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
This is Charles Osgood. Make sure you get the total effect of a good breakfast by starting your day with Total Cereals. At 20% of the current daily value, Total is the only leading cereal that's an excellent source of calcium, which men and women of all ages need to help build strong bones and teeth. And only Total gives you 100% of 10 essential vitamins and minerals to help you feel healthy and vital and alive. Getting 100% every morning could have a total effect on the rest of your day. Get 100%. Get the total effect.
Finally, a cure for boring radio. Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, 650 at Talk 790 WWKY, and, well...
Yes. What should we do now? Something exciting, something fun.
Or we could do bench talk.
Yeah, we could do that.
Now, bench talk is exciting, and like I said, Looks like Hal Mumme is the real deal. Boy, what excitement down in Lexington for UK fans.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just in Lexington. It's all over everywhere. But Mummy's a real deal. I mean, UK could be a contender nationally in basketball and football, which would be incredible. Which is what Louisville was trying to do when they hired Howard Schnellenberger.
And, of course, when they followed up with Ron Cooper.
Yeah, I think Ron Cooper's on the ropes. I hate to say that because I like Ron Cooper.
Yeah.
But UofL's not playing too hot.
Or maybe, let's just face it, there's a UofL jinx and the football team's never going to be good.
No, I don't think that.
No?
I know, because Hal Mumme is proving that UK can be pretty good, so I don't know. I just think that the Louisville fans are going to get kind of restless.
They see what's going on in Lexington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Because did you know that one of the UofL alum a couple of years ago advised the university to hire Hal Mumme?
Really?
Yep.
So look what they could have had.
Yeah. Look what they could have had. So anyway. Of course, it helps that they have a quarterback like Tim Couch. I mean, you know, he's just got a super arm and he's accurate and doesn't seem to be phased by all the pressure when you know. And he's going to face it this week with Florida.
Florida. Oh, yeah.
We're going to see what kind of a quarterback Tim Couch really is. So anyway, it is time now. Speaking of UK, speaking of Hal Mumme, it's time for Bench Talk.